Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited. As a reminder, all participant clients will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. On the call today, we have the following management representatives: Mr. Salli S. Nair, Managing Director; Mr. Vincent Mindaugirdi-Devadi, Executive Director; Mr. Sanjay Kumar Goyal, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Salli S. Nair, Managing Director from Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Pari, and good evening to all of you, and welcome to this phone call on the results of TMB for FY27 first quarter. Salli here, and just to take you through the highlights and the performance highlights, the quarter one of FY27 has been a good quarter for TMB, as you would have already seen the presentation that has been uploaded both in our site and the NSE and BSE sites. We have delivered, as promised. We have exceeded the guidance as promised in the last phone call in April. The growth is, if I look at it, we have delivered first quarter 23% growth, business growth, total business growth of 23%, which is way, way higher than the 8.82% 10-year CAGR that this bank has delivered in the past. So this is the highest growth in the last 14 years. It is 7% over the industry growth. And the growth, of course, has come when backed up, but the growth has delivered, helped us deliver strong net interest income. And the net profit, which is the highest ever in the bank, the bank's 105-year history. Credit cost continues to be under control. And for the first time in the history of this bank, we have fully provided for the non-fund-based facilities. If you look at the provision that we have had for the quarter, a substantial amount is against non-fund-based facilities where we have fully provided. We have provided almost 26 crores there. Gross and net NPA percentage has continued to decline. And the capital adequacy is at 32.33%. It's one of the highest in the industry. And what this means for the shareholders, ROE, I think the second quarter when we have crossed 15%, this quarter, FY27 first quarter, it is at 15.93%. Quarterly EPS is 25.99 rupees per share. Market cap since the last call is up 20%. And this 20% was up to Friday, and you would have seen the price go up today. And it is not captured in this 20%. So this has been a value-driven growth. And I'll come to that just in a bit. The total business increased 23%, as I just mentioned, to 121,715 crores. Deposits 19.71% up to 64,409 crores. We will get a little more color on it as we go a little later. CASA is up 16.94% growth year-on-year. Advances 27.01%. And the RAM business, the advances, retail, agri, and MSME is up 28.47%. So all this has delivered a good value for us. Net interest income, as I said earlier, is up 32.01% year-on-year. The operating profit is at 611 crores, up 48.22%. Net profit is an all-time high, 412 crores, up 34.97%. ROA is up 32 basis year-on-year, up from 1.82% to 2.14%. So the ROA, the return on assets, is at 2.14% for the quarter. And ROE, like I said earlier, is 15.93, up 263 basis over quarter one of FY26. And if you go a little deeper into it, CASA is at 26.16%. Unsecured exposure in overall portfolio is just 10 basis points. Net interest margin. The net interest margin is up 45 basis year on year, and it is now as stands at 4.29% for the quarter. Cost to income ratio well contained, 39.40%, is 39.10%. The credit cost continues to be under control, 9 basis points. And the credit, like I said, the credit quality continues to be good. GNPA is at 0.69%, is down 53 basis year on year. And NNPA is 17 basis, down 16 basis year on year. SMA is at 21 basis, again down 84 basis. And PCR is 96.04%. Total PCR, and on book it is at 75.36. Now, when we get into separately into the business performance, current account is up 16.28%, though quarter on quarter it is down 8.75%. I'll come to that a little later. CASA overall is 16.94, I mentioned earlier, but quarter on quarter because of current account degrowth of 8.75% is down 2.95%. Term deposit has more than compensated that. In fact, it is up 20.73%. And the overall term deposit is up 19.71%. This particular quarter, we have been trying to secure our resource base in a big way. And that's getting reflected in the overall term deposit, overall deposits of 19.71%, and in particular the term deposit of 20.73%. We have been focusing on the term deposit in the quarter, and that has to some extent cannibalized current as the CASA, which has sort of, you know, is not really up to what we would have anticipated, 2.95%. But when we look at in the holistically, yeah, we have put that in slide 10. The while the degrowth in CASA is just about 500 crores, the overall focus on the resource mobilization, the overall focus on deposits have yielded 2,697 crores in the first quarter, which is a record deposit mobilization as compared to 114 crores that we did in the same quarter last year. So, and to give you a little more color on it, non-callable deposits, quarter on quarter, from the 31st of March 26 to 30th of June is up 18.44%. So that's again, you know, our focus on resource mobilization, our focus on seeing that the focus continues within the resource mobilization, the non-callable deposits is up 18.44%. And such deposits, 80.39% are over, are 1 year and above tenure. So that's the other aspect. So we are trying to secure our growth strategy going forward. FCNRB deposits is also seeing some movement there. 11.03%, it has moved up quarter on quarter. And $10 million is what we have raised so far under the special forex swap facility of the RBI. So there is some movement there. And like I said, overall the focus has been on securing the resource base for the growth forward. And CASA, a small degrowth in CASA has been a consequence of it, which will more than make up, hopefully, in this quarter, which is quarter two. On the advance side, I think... The RAM, as I said earlier, is up 28.47. The growth is evident across retail, agriculture, and MSME. MSME in particular has moved up 20.09% year on year. The others are at 6.69. Again, a bit of a movement happening there. Overall, like I said earlier, gross advances is at 27.01%. The CD ratio has moved up by 511 basis across the year, and I have a slide for you on the CD ratio coming up later. And on the advances, of course, the growth moment is maintained, and the profitability is the focus of the advances, obviously, and we have put in place some of the numbers, which I'm sure you can scrutinize later, where we have given you the ROA on some of our portfolios, both retail, agri, MSMEs and other advances separately. The portfolio mix currently stands at agri 40%, MSME 28%, retail 25% and others 5.62%. So the gold loan portfolio continues to, in an acceptable range. It continues to be gilt-edged. Our portfolio still has the ability to handle almost 20% reduction in the gold price, and with LTV continuing to be in the acceptable range, there has been a bit of a portfolio. One day there has been a bit of a spike that is now getting contained. Like I said, the portfolio yield is very, very comfortable at 10.58%. So this is portfolio that we will continue to market, continue to ramp up going forward. We don't anticipate any kind of issues in the commodity risk involved in this portfolio, which is being monitored on a daily basis, and it is clearly under well under control. And secured exposure, as I said earlier, is just about 10 basis. There is practically no NPA in that. The NPA in the unsecured is just about 56 lakhs. On the export credit front, I think 3.53%, 685 crores of our POD export component, and recession exposure is only about 32.14%, which is practically a small portion of it. And so far, we have not been seeing any kind of stress in the Unilever export portfolio or the larger MSME portfolio on account of the recession crisis. There has been some uptick in the GECL portfolio, GECL 5.0 portfolio. But like I said, we are not foreseeing any, as of now, we have not seen any kind of stress in this portfolio. On the financial performance, like I said, the net interest income is up 32.01%, and the profit is 412 crores, 411.51 crores, up 34.97%. So the employee costs and the other expenses are under control, and that's what helped us to deliver an operating profit of 48.22%. The balance sheet is now almost touching the 80,000 crore mark as on 36. So this all has resulted in enhanced shareholder value. I said about the earning per share at 24.99, book value per share stands at 667 rupees. ROA 2.14%, has been continuously moving up, and ROE stands at 15.93%. Shareholders fund stands at 10,562 crores. And the other interesting aspect is the shareholding pattern. When we go deep into it, on 30th of June 25, when we had no investment from the mutual funds, there was no mutual fund that invested in the TMP on 36-25. When I moved to 36-26, I noticed that interest is beginning to show up. The mutual fund investment in our in TMP's holdings is at 0.577%. And likewise, the foreign portfolio investors are also showing some interest, which was at 4.576% earlier, is now up to 6.73%. So some interest now coming from a larger mutual fund BII and continued interest from the FPI. Credit quality continues to be stable. And like I said, GNPA is 0.69%. NNPA 0.17%, PCR is at 75.36, which the PCR, which is on-book PCR. Asset quality is very much under control. And even in the NPA, the collateral coverage for the NPA book is at 145.28%. So 398 crores of NPA, 241 crores of provision. Provision and 145 crores of collateral coverage. So I think pretty much the provision that we have already invested in is likely to, much of it is likely to come back as we resolve these cases going forward. One of the highlights of this quarter, as I said earlier, is that we have provided provision of 100% provision for the stressed NFP non-fund based facilities. This is not a requirement as per IRAC, but it is certainly a requirement of the expected credit loss regime, which will start from the 1st of April 2027. So this is something that we have already done. The provision number that you see, 26 crores of that provision number is on account of this stress NFP facilities provision, which in normal course we need not have done, but we have done it as a prudent measure and looking at the ECL regime going forward. Yeah. Coming to slippage is under control, 8 basis points. SMA is also under control. Stress assets are on a downward trajectory. And I was mentioning about the ECL. The effective from 1st of April 27, ECL will be implemented. And as far as we are continuously calculating the ECL cost for us, and the cost as on 30th of June 26 is at 324 crores. That is additional provision requirement as we move from the IRAC regime to the ECL regime. That is the additional provision that will be required. And I have said earlier also that 250 crores of COVID contingency provision we have not returned back. We have kept aside just for the ECL. And in this quarter, in quarter one of FY27, we have also added another 26 crores to the stress NFP, taking the overall provision that is kept aside to meet the expected credit loss in kicking off next year is 276. So when the industry moves out to the ECL regime, TMP would largely be insulated from the impact of that, and we are hopeful and we certainly will be in a position to contain the ECL fallout in the first year of the implementation itself. On the key ratios, the cost of deposits have moderated 5.71% quarter on the last quarter has come down to 5.68. There has been a reduction of 3 basis. While on the advances side, 9.93, it has moved up 9.93% in quarter 4, has moved up to 10.10%, so 17 basis. So both combined, the combo of it has helped us deliver a net interest margin of 4.29%. Capital adequacy, even Tier 1 is at 31.30. Cost to income ratio, as I just said, is, we have now stands below 40%. And I've also put some kind of information on the CD ratio, on the solvency ratios. Leverage ratio stands at 12.5%. If you recall, the regulatory minimum requirement is just 3.5%. So we are at 12.5%, more than 3 times that. LCR stands at 140.74%, NSFR at 150.74%. And CD ratio is 88.97%. But given our net worth, we have put some numbers there. Our net worth in the balance sheet size is 13.24%. That gives us the ability to lend much more. And we have also calculated the maximum CD ratio permissible on account of this high net worth is 99%. We stand today at 89%, which means we have some distance to go in terms of CD ratio. And obviously, you will see from the deposit number, the resource mobilization number, that our focus on and particularly term deposit at 20% plus. So on the business per branch, continuously up, 193.81 crores average business per branch. The per employee, we have recruited 325 new employees during quarter one. Otherwise, I think that has impacted their productive input is not part of the business per employee. Yes, sir, it is at 23.75 lakhs. 23.75 crores, and the profit per employee is 32.12 lakhs. So that's also continuously climbing. We have added 6 branches in the first quarter. The branch now stands at 628. 171 of those branches are outside the state of Tamil Nadu. So in the 6 branches that we opened in FY27, 3 branches are within the state of Tamil Nadu and 3 branches are outside the state of Tamil Nadu. Digital transaction trends, I think the number of transactions that is now conducted across the counters in the branches has shown moderation. It has come down from 59 lakhs to 55 lakhs. Likewise, the usage of TMB, MB has also seen some it's continuously rising and has seen some growth. And of course, we are investing heavily in the technology and in the process of modernizing the bank. I think that effort has continued in FI the first quarter and will continue in FY27 as well. And there is one additional disclosure we would like to make, that the investment community is aware that there has been a show cause notice issued against the bank by the enforcement director for certain shares being part of the NRI community, and the show cause notice one, where a penalty of 17 crores was imposed on the bank, and show cause notice one for issuing bonus shares, no penalty imposed, but the show cause amount is 1037. On the 9th of July, the appellate tribunal has announced his order. Our appeal has been partly allowed. The penalty has been reduced to 3.4 crores and bank would receive 13.60 crores hopefully in quarter two. ED's claim for confiscation of the shares held by the foreign investors has been dismissed. So that's a major outcome of the order. And we are evaluating the order. The order has been received. We are evaluating, and further course of action is under examination. ACN2 is the adjudication is still pending. So that's from my side. I have with me, as Parij has mentioned, the equity director, Vincent, CFO Sanjay Goyal, the head of credit Anand Ganesh, head of resources Ashok, and head of IT Davis with me to answer any of your questions as you hear them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dingat from Green Edge Wealth. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, congratulations. You know, you continue to under-guide and over-deliver. It's like almost the 7th quarter that I'm saying this comment to you. But congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
So you would, sir, because of such good performance and it's the start of the year, so would you want to give us some guidance on, loan growth and margins, ROE, ROE, any such parameters for the year?
I think you did mention that the 7th quarter we are under-guiding and over-performing. Is that the word you use? Right?
Yes. Yes.
I think we have been looking at structural changes within the bank, investing in technology, releasing the productive impulses precisely to generate the kind of growth. And that the bank has been responding, and growth for the total business growth for the quarter. Yes, we have been in quarter after quarter, the growth is moving up, but, a stage comes when, your balloon cannot get bigger, right? It has to be sustained. And the rest of the quarters, you will see this kind of numbers. We are trying to see whether this kind of numbers can be sustained. Now, from a larger perspective, the sort of guidance that you're looking, I think I will take you back to the guidance that I've given in April. What is your name, you said?
Digant Haria from PNH.
The guidance, if you recall, we had said that CASA growth will be 17 to 18%. Certainly, we will stand by that in the rest of the next quarter, the quarter two, and the rest of the year. I think that's something that we will try and see. The deposit growth, we said that we will be 16%. I think we are increasing it by another 2%. Right? I think we will see how that moves up, and 16% is what we said for the year. We are raising it by another 2% because slowly the system is responding to our overtures on deposits. We will see how that proceeds before we revise it in the next quarter. Advances growth, we said 20%. I think we would be upgrading that again by another 2%. 21 to 22% is what we are hoping to end the year. Total business, like I said, 18% is what we mentioned for the year. I think another 2% is something that we are confident of delivering. Net interest margin 3.90, I think we should be very well past the 4% mark for the year. ROA 1.9% is what we guided. I think it is going to be again well over 2%. ROE 15% is now our revised guidance. And the GNPA would continues to be, you know, below 1%.
Right, sir. Sir, and last quarter I asked you this one question that, see, in the last year, gold loans was our Dhurandhar, like, you know, who, you said that probably this year, you know, the other parts of the RAM business might be the Dhurandhar. But the Q1, again, you know, it's gold heavy. So when do you think this retail MSME picks up really well? And like,
let me take you to my, which slide is this? See, I keep going back and forth. I get lost in the slide. My slide number 12.
Yes, sir.
If you are MSME, look at the way MSME is moving.
Yes, sir. 500 crores every quarter you are adding. I can see that. Yes.
So hopefully, gold loan, one of the reasons why we are looking at, you know, 21, 22 as opposed to the 27 growth we had in the first quarter is that the second half of the current year we will, unless the gold moves, I think the prices are getting stabilized around $4,000 an ounce. So the kind of Dhurandhar growth you mentioned in gold loan may not be there in the second half of this year. And that is where our other arms of the advances will step in. Particularly, we are looking at MSME. We have done a whole lot of investment in the MSME space, and that is beginning to deliver us results. The 14.89% quarter, the year-on-year MSME growth has now moved up beyond 20%. And this is one area you will see growth continuing. And this is what we are banking on to step into the vacuum, if at all, any created by the slowing growth of gold loan.
Okay.
And like I said, 21, we are upping the guidance to 21-22% for the overall advance of growth.
Right, sir. No, sir, great. I wish you success for this year also. Sir, just one question, last question is on this CASA, like, you know, we are around 26, we used to be somewhere around 30 before this high growth phase started, 28, 29, 30. And, we opened good number of branches also last year. So just what strategy, anything, that more that we want to do to improve the CASA. That's the last question.
In this year, in this quarter, because there has been a bit of a crunch on the deposit crunch, so that we anticipated. So we were focused on securing the resource base. That is where we had a focus on the term deposit in the current quarter, and that we notice has cannibalized a bit of CASA deposit. But we are focusing back on it, back on the CASA. We are strengthening our TBG, the transaction business group, and we are also expanding. As you just mentioned, last year we opened 44 branches, and our intention is to open 60 branches in this year. And six of the branches have already been opened. So that's some activity you will see the CASA pickup going forward.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best. And thank you, sir, for, you know, increasing investor wealth every quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Laksh from Share India Securities. Please proceed.
Hello. Yeah, sir, congratulations for the good set of numbers. Since we are so bullish in the MSME space, so what guidance can you give regarding the growth in this sector for the year going forward?
In the MSME space?
Yes, sir.
Specific guidance will respond to, I think, probably we can come back to you on as this quarter comes to a close, because some of the investments are still in the offing, and the investments already made in the LOS, in the structural HR and the structural reforms, getting the CMCs in place, et cetera, are yielding results. And to what extent this response, these structural changes, these investments in IT response to us, is something that we are studying. But for the year as a whole, we are confident that this will be well ahead, will be much beyond the number that we have put on the table of 20%+.
Okay. Okay. And sir, did we see any hit from the impact of the El Niño and the war?
See, we don't see any kind of stress emerging as of now. We have, at least certainly in our book, when we study the book and when we study the cash flows in the book, and also our reaching out to our own customers, we did not see any kind of impact at all as of now.
Okay. Okay. That answers my question, sir. Good luck for the year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Parth from 360 ONE Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. So my first question is, our SMA-0, 1, and 2, you know, all the three have gone up on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Is this any particular portfolio contributing to the same? And can you just throw some light on the same?
You know, if I take you to slide number 14, you will notice that there has been some bit of an uptick in the portfolio at risk one day. When we are talking about SMA, we are talking specifically about SMA-0, SMA-1 and 2, right? Including the SMA-0. There has been a bit of an uptick in the gold loan portfolio that has contributed almost 100 crores, 150 crores there. So that's a piece. But you also notice that our corrective mechanism that we have put in place is already impacting it, and the numbers are coming down. So that numbers growing forward will have an impact on the overall SMA portfolio. I can't, of course, I can't tell you the number today, which is, I can tell you, is well below what we have quoted in the 30th of June. So it's under control. Let me assure you it's under control.
Okay, sir, fair enough. On the segmental yields that you give, if I look across, you know, your yields within the agri segment has gone up from 9.75 to 10.5, whereas your yields within the MSME segment has, you know, gone down from 10.5 to 10%. So what exactly, you know, has happened in these two portfolios during the quarter?
The agri portfolio, sorry, in the MSME portfolio, we were catering to a certain segment. Now we are, you know, widening our and diversifying our customer base, and that will obviously require some bit of a offering for some bit of a finer price, and that is impacting the overall yield. Even after the overall yield, the ROA continues to be at an acceptable level. On the agri side, yes, the yield has gone up because that was a conscious effort to improve the pricing of the gold loan segment per se, as we anticipate hardening of the rupee term deposit rates going forward. Happily for us, that has not impacted that much, and that's one of the reasons why our net interest margin stands at 4.29%. our cautious approach in ramping up the gold loan yield and little tweaking it upwards in anticipation of a hardening of term deposit rates has worked us in favor of us. That's the reason why we see the yield moving up to 10.51, and which is also impacting, like I said, the net interest margin.
Sure, sir. And my last question is on slide 41. For the show cause notice 1, right, it's mentioned that ED's claim for the confiscation of shares held by the foreign minister has been dismissed. So is it now fair enough to say that now these shares would be free from the encumbrance would be available?
It is a little too early for me to react to that. I think we are studying the order as such. And incidentally, the bank is not involved in it. This is a case between ED and those sets of investors. I think ED had claimed that should be confiscated, but appellate authority has set it aside. Now we'll have to see what is the implication of that. Right? ED obviously can also go in appeal. So we are studying it, and we'll see when I meet you in the
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management seems to be disconnected. Please hold for a while. Hello? Yes, sir, your line seems to get disconnected.
Hello? Hello?
The line for the management is reconnected. Please proceed.
So you were saying, sir, you will study the order.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. In fact, we have engaged one of the top legal firms in the country to have a look at the order and advise us on the course of action. Some clarity will emerge during the quarter.
Okay, sir. And my last question is, sir, the retail portfolio is declining on a QQ basis, if I look at it.
Sorry?
Retail portfolio.
Yeah, okay.
All the other three portfolios have actually grown. So what has actually happened there? Yeah, that was my last question. So thanks a lot.
Yeah.
On the retail portfolio, we are certainly seeing the green shoots. For instance, vehicle loan has grown up by 25.7%, and we have been observing a degrowth in our home loan portfolio that has been largely arrested, and If I compare with 25 advance level versus the current level, it is almost the same level. So the downtrend has been largely addressed in home loan, but there is a very good uptick in the auto loan segment, vehicle loan segment. That has grown up by 25.7%. And coupled with this, the jewel loan for the consumption, that is still having very good demand, and the growth is happening there. So overall, we are expecting that here also, similar to MSME growth, our retail segment will also contribute in a big way during the current year.
See, one of the other aspects that we notice is the retail gold loans toggles between agri gold loan and the retail gold loan, depending on, some migration has happened from the retail gold loan to the agri gold loan. That is one of the reasons why on a quarter-on-quarter basis, you are seeing a 2.56. You should combine it and see.
Oh, okay, sir. Thanks a lot for answering my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind from Sundaram Alternates. Please proceed.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and congratulations on the very good set of numbers. Sir, few things. I was seeing the slippages in MSME portfolio slightly higher. I know it is still under 1% annualized number. It is still a good number, but I'm still trying to understand if there is any issue there in MSME portfolio in terms of new slippages. And another question is, this is much more than medium term view. The growth is really great, but especially in retail and agri, most of the growth is still coming through, gold loans. And I understand that, MSME growth is also have picked up meaningfully in the last few quarters. So trying to understand non-gold retail portfolio, how are you looking to grow? What are the segments you want to, take it up as the next set of growth drivers in the coming quarters or coming years? And how do you want to achieve it? Thank you.
Yeah, Arvind, your first question on the slippage in MSME. I think you must be looking at the 37 crores here. And I'm sure your observation is based on that. Let me tell you that this is actually only two accounts. And from a resolution perspective, you will see that getting resolved in quarter two, right? So this is a one-off that we, this is going to be resolved. So you will not see this. I think the MSME space, continues to be robust. From a credit quality perspective, I think it is still pristine. So.
If you look at the gross NPA position from June 26 versus June 25, currently it is at 160.35 crores, whereas it was at 202.34 crores as on June 2025. So while there are slippages, there are a large number of recoveries and upgradations as well. So overall, the position is better than what it was during June 2025.
And like I said, the slippage you see in the quarter is something that will be tackled in this quarter. Quarter one, the 37 crores, largely will be tackled in quarter two. Of course, it doesn't mean that the quarter two will not have its own slippage. This particular one will be tackled. Yeah, Arvind?
Yes, sir. What about the second one, non-gold retail products, which one are we thinking about, scaling up in a meaningful way, which would be contributing to the growth?
There are three products which you will be focusing upon: home loan in a big way, vehicle loan also again in a big way, LAP loan, loan against property. So these three products will really deliver the required numbers during the current financial year.
Okay. Any target mix or anything like that in mind? Any target mix or anything like that in mind? Either in medium term or in the short term?
The vehicle loan portfolio by roughly 25%. That is going to continue. And we are sure that the housing loan portfolio will also start growing because the sanctions are happening in a big way currently, and especially during this current financial year, current quarter. That will help us in terms of reaching around 8 to 10% growth in home loans. So we feel that the retail segment, non-jewel retail segment, will also grow alongside the MSME growth. MSME.
If I can ask just one more question, if the gold prices are let's say flat, how would you think about the gold loan growth going forward?
The gold loan is flat, as you are saying, it is moving around $4,000. One, of course, like I said earlier, that we have provided sufficient cushion against any kind of commodity risk there. Going forward, gold loan is likely to be more not of an on a per gram kind of number that will drive it, but the tonnage. I think that's something that we are focusing on. We are focusing on acquiring new gold loan customers. We are, in fact, looking at even a cadre for gold loans going forward. So it is going to be a tonnage game going forward. And I think you will see that while the gold loan prices have stabilized, our gold loan growth may not grow to the extent that we have seen earlier, but will certainly continue to grow. Like I said, gold loan MSME as an aggregate portfolio, I have just told you that we will see that it will be in the 21-22% range for the year.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinit Jain from Siddhi Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I have three questions. The first question is on the IT spending. How much are you planning to spend this year?
My head of IT is here. You want to say?
Yeah. So in the current financial year, it's around 280 crores that will be spending, of which infrastructure will be 21%. New software acquisition enhancement will be around 35%. Cybersecurity related will be 10%, and the others will be around 35%.
Okay, thank you.
Overall, budget for IT spend for the current year is 280 crores.
Okay.
And by the way, if I may add to that, we did mention cybersecurity investment would be about 10%. And we have told the IT head that this is one area where we need to really focus on, and the 10% will not be a limiting factor as far as cybersecurity systems are concerned. So going forward, we would be ramping up our investments in the cybersecurity.
So the next question was on the new ECL norms which start ticking in from next year, and we already started providing for it. Another 48 crores, I think, remain. So are you planning to further provide in the same financial year, or are we done for this financial year, and what was left is will go in the next 2-3 years or so?
The size, the amount is fairly enough. Our calculations show that on the business level of 30th of June, we need an additional provision requirement of 324. And like I said, 250 crores, the contingency, COVID contingency provision, we have not returned back. We have kept aside for this. And in addition to that, quarter one, we have also provided 26 crores for the stress, non-based facilities entirely. So this also keeping in mind. So 276 crores provision is there. So we will not be looking at additional provisions in the current quarter, because look at RBI. RBI has actually given you leeway. It can be spread across 4 years or 5 years?
Five years.
So there's no providing early on, unless there is a trigger for it. Further provision in the current year, we may not be doing. But we are very confident that in FY28, as it kicks in on 1st of April, we will be able to completely provide for that in the year itself. And we are looking for whether it can be done in the first quarter itself. So even otherwise, it will be spaced across and it will be fully booked in FY28.
Okay. So on the overall growth strategy, I just wanted to have some clarity. We already are at 47.82% in the jewel loan. Do you have any internal ceiling or a cap where do you want to go? I know, of course, the other part of advances will start ticking in. The MSMEs started growing 20%. You are expecting the retail to grow further. So you will have headroom in the gold loan. But in spite of all that, we see gold is growing faster for you. Do you have any internal ceiling, and how do you plan to manage that?
Going forward, the portfolios are going to go in different ways, right? Your MSME is going to grow faster than what you have seen. Some of the other, retail segments of the portfolio also will start moving. But at the same time, on the other side of it, you have the growth that we saw in the gold loan portfolio hitherto, what we saw last year, or is not something that we anticipate repeating going forward. So the portfolios are going to go in different directions, and the current the share of portfolio, which is
47.82%.
46.97, I think might move up a bit more, but I don't see that significantly changing. There, we have an informal internal cap to have it limited to 50%.
Okay, the internal cap is at 50%, but we expect other things to grow and you'll have headroom for that.
So we would like to see the others grow. and growing tandem with the gold loan portfolio, and that's something being monitored, and that's something we are investing in, both structural changes and HR changes and technology changes, to see that the non-jewel loan portfolio also grows in tandem.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Darshan from Indvest Group. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. This is Darshan Diora from Invest Group. So great set of results. One question I had or clarification I wanted was on the gold loans. What is typically the structure of these gold loans? Are they bullet loans or are they like EMI sort of based, like some sort of monthly or quarterly payments?
Sir, I think one, of course, the gold itself will be in the jewelry form. That is something that is right. And it is not an EMI base. It is a 6 month or a 1 year bullet payment. And typically when we track the LTV, we do not track the disbursed amount. We track the disbursed plus the interest accrual. Whatever you are seeing in the slide that we have presented for the gold loan, it also includes the interest that has accrued in that as on the 30th of June.
Got it. So you're being conservative. I appreciate that. Second question was again on gold loans only. So, for a fresh loan, what are you capping the LTV at?
What is the LTV at?
Average LTV 56.98.
No, what is the LTV cap?
75%. 75% including the interest component.
Correct.
Okay.
So, the principal and the interest will not go 85, beyond 85%.
That is 3 lakhs.
Okay, so
consumption loan only. For agri, there is no LTV. Consumption loan, 3
lakhs. 85. We have 18 different gold loan products. Okay.
Got it.
And I think largely it is in the 75% range. Okay.
So the idea.
Yeah, but except
the principal plus interest. On due date will not cross 85%.
Got it. That's for non-agri, and for agri there is no cap, so you have also the other collateral, so that's fine.
Yes, using the same kind of criteria even for the agri.
Okay.
Where this has taken as some kind of they are also using. So see, ultimately we don't want to be hit by the cumulative risk, changing or fluctuating gold loan prices. Gold prices.
Scenario
analysis,
we are monitoring.
Fine. Incidentally, we have an automated system tracking each loan account on a daily basis.
Got it. Again, so a great set of results. I mean, you guys really hit it out of the park, like you've been doing for the last few quarters. Really appreciate it, and wishing you the best of luck for the rest of the year as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Darshan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Mundra from ICICI Securities. Please proceed. Mr. Jay, please proceed. As there is no response, can we move to the next question? The next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Visolit Tech Investment Advisor. Please proceed.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes.
First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. Most of my questions regarding slippages were answered. My question is more on strategy side. So are we looking at CGT MEC as a way to increase our MSME book? That would be my first question.
Not really. I think we would certainly be looking at CGTMSC as one of the ways of increasing. We have been a conservative bank, where we have been looking at the secured lending in big way, and you would also notice that our unsecured book is just about 10 basis points, right? So that will continue, the strategy will continue. Added to that, to support the growth, we would certainly will be looking at CHMSME as
hybrid.
As a hybrid, particularly the hybrid model, as one way of ramping up the growth.
Okay, so that would, that is not something which you are looking actively. And my second question would be,
I said that we would be looking at in a hybrid fashion, that means CHMSE plus bit of a collateral. Because in, you know, the MSME space, the equity that you see in a large corporate, the, you know, with a corporate with good corporate governance, the equity in it is, you know that it is there. When we are talking about an MSME, the equity, his skin in the game, we ensure by through asking for collateral. So this will be a hybrid game that we will be playing, including CHMSA, certainly a bit of collateral as part of his skin in the game we will be requesting for.
Okay, thank you. My second question would be, because we are like adding branches as well as we are adding people, so is this sub-40 cost-to-income ratio sustainable?
I have repeatedly said that we will be in the 46 to 47%. We will defend 46 to 47% of cost-to-income ratio. That is something that I've also always said. And I think in the guidance, we can reduce it by 2%, right?
Right. No, this quarter was, I think, an unusual quarter. So that is what I'm trying to understand.
Yes. We never expected to break the 40% mark. But we did. We have been, there has been some one-offs that aided us. Having said that, I think some of the initiatives that we have taken both structurally on the HR side, on the IT side, etc., are bearing, already started bearing fruits. We have seen the net interest income, you know, as a result of that moving up. So the original thing that the cost income ratio would be in the 46-47 range, I think we are revising it downwards.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company.
Yes. Namaskar, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. First of all, congratulations to the team, sir. We have delivered not only year-on-year, but also on a sequential basis. The operating profits are higher from 522 to 611 crore. That is a commendable job. Sir, as you were mentioning about our gold strategy moving to the tonnage part, so can you explain what exactly would be the difference in how we are executing today gold loans and how will the same will be mattered when we will go through the tonnage route? I am unable to understand.
There is no rocket science here. See, what the gold loan, the extraordinary growth that the industry witnessed, not just CMB, industry witnessed was because of the price, the increases in the gold loan prices, right? Once the gold loan prices stabilized, gold prices, has been because of the rise in the gold prices. So now that we are seeing some sense of stabilization of the gold prices around $4,000 an ounce, see the gold prices, the increase in the gold prices driving the growth is not going to aid us to that extent. So the only way is the customer base we need to expand in the gold loan space. So that is the way we are going. That's why I said it is a tonnage game hereafter. Tonnage in the sense the gold that we receive, the same gold is not going to give you any additional growth. You have to improve the increase of gold. So that strategies we have already put in place. That the branches have been equipped to start the moving in the local advertisement, the area, etc., to tell the world that we are there and that, you know, to attract more and more customers to us, and we are able today to deliver a gold loan in under 10 minutes. In under 10 minutes, I think that is the other aspect that we are showcasing so that, you know, a larger number of customers actually use our services for availing gold loans. So that's the tonnage part I was mentioning.
So just to add to the profitability part, I think so, as you very well explained to us, that the the growth rate that we have experienced now, the base being on the higher side. So it will be a plateauing out in the way that we may be expecting, sir, going ahead with the confluence of all the base effect and the gold prices stabilizing. These operating profits should plateau out for the ensuing three quarter. That should be a good understanding for us.
No. Wait. When you take within the overall advance portfolio, you take the gold loan portfolio separately. Yes, you are right in a way. Say that it is going to. From a gold price perspective, from a per gram perspective, there could be a flattening off. But what I am saying is, on the gold loan itself, we are focusing on increasing the customer base and thereby generating growth on the gold loan. That is the first aspect. And added to that is our focus on the other segments of the advanced portfolio, particularly MSME, right? Both together, MSME is also giving us a yield of 10% plus. Both together, the kind of profit that we are looking for, I think we don't see any kind of, you know, reduction in the kind of growth and profits going forward.
So it is not the growth part. I was just looking at the depending the operating profit number. See, this yeah. 600 is the first time. Yes, ma'am, I was just joining the queue. 611 is the, my understanding, is the highest number posted by us. So definitely now the base being higher, are we in a position with respect to the our advances and the yield that this 600 can be depended going ahead?
What is your name?
I am Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company.
Saket Kapoor. We will yes. meet again after when the second quarter results are announced. And I will take the same question from you, and I want to see whether you ask the same question.
Okay, sir. All the best to the team, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Shaili S. Nair, Managing Director from Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank, for closing comment. Please proceed.
Yeah, I think what we have repeatedly said the next quarter will be better than the previous quarter is something that somebody did mention that we have been doing for the past 7 years. But at some point, So these are the slip of tongue that I'm sure can be excused. So 7 quarters, and we have delivered 23% in the current year, and we have reached an orbit, taking forward without the kind of investments rectifying would be something that we are seriously looking at. And like I said, the good growth that we have seen in the first quarter, our hard work and our efforts would be to see that it is maintained going forward in the current year and the remaining quarters. I hope to meet you guys in October after the second quarter results are announced at the time of announcing the second quarter results. And in case any of you want clarification between, please reach out to either me or Sanjay Goel. The numbers are given, so we'll be happy to provide you with the clarifications. Finally, I can tell you that the growth that we have delivered would continue. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in this conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you. Mm-hmm.